Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for upper intermediate and advanced students, and it includes some sentences in the passive so you can learn to translate functionally and not literally. In English, the passive is much more used than in Spanish. When the subject is unknown, or unimportant or obvious. For instance, when you want to say, they told me, or someone told me, or the police arrested me. And also when we wish to highlight one of the objects in the sentence in the active, for instance, from an active sentence like, someone gave me a trip to Madagascar, we can get two different sentences in the passive. We can get, I was given a trip, or a trip to Madagascar was given to me. And in English, the first one is favored. People prefer to say, I was given, instead of a trip to Madagascar was given to me, because I is more important. So here are three examples. I was told you were away on a holiday. I was told you were away on a holiday. That's a passive from someone told me you were away on a holiday. I was arrested for criminal damage. I was arrested for criminal damage. This is the best option for the police arrested me for criminal damage. Unless you want to highlight the police, you should use I was arrested for criminal damage, because I is the most important element there. Remember that an individual person is never a police. An individual person, somebody in this job, is a police officer. A police officer, or a policeman, or a policewoman. So, the police is the group, okay? I was given a trip to Madagascar in my birthday. This is perfect. This is very realistic. Instead of somebody gave me a trip to Madagascar, okay? Or instead of a trip to Madagascar was given to me. The problem for Spanish speakers happens when they try to translate from Spanish. In Spanish, the indirect object in the active sentence can never be the subject of the passive. In English, the direct object of the sentence in the active can also be the subject of the sentence in the passive. But there is a tendency to favor the indirect object because indirect objects tend to be about people instead of about objects. And people tend to be considered more important than objects. Are you confused? Well, consider these examples. Fantastic oranges are produced in Valencia. This is a passive. In the active, it would be people produce fantastic oranges in Valencia. Okay? But people is not very interesting at all. So we prefer the passive. In this case, the direct object of the active is the subject of the passive. That's why we get fantastic oranges are produced in Valencia. Another example is, I was given a trip to Madagascar. Someone gave me a trip to Madagascar, or a trip to Madagascar was given to me. If we want to highlight the gift, we would say, a trip to Madagascar was given to me, okay? But usually we say, I was given a trip to Madagascar, okay? Avoid literal translation and use functional translation, if any. Who or what is important here when you think about the subject? And then also remember that a verb in the passive necessarily consists of the verb to be as an auxiliary followed by the past participle of the main verb. which is an ED, or if it's a regular, the third column of the verbs, remember. And that this auxiliary is always in the same tense, the main verb would be in the active. For instance, if in the active we have they gave me, gave is a past simple. So if I want to build a sentence in the passive, I have to say the verb to be in the past simple. That's was or were. Now I have to look for the subject, right? And then I have to add the verb give in the past participle, and that's given. So the result of these operations is I was given, okay? So consider the following sentences and their translation. Right now, I'm not going to read the sentence in Spanish. I'm going to read out each sentence in English twice, so you can repeat the second time. And whenever you are not very tired, you should also do the mental exercise, the intellectual exercise of contemplating the grammar as you repeat, okay? Don't read it, just listen to it and repeat, and then in your mind, try to check the grammar is correct. So, number one, the building had to be demolished. The building had to be demolished. They were arrested 2 days later. They were arrested 2 days later. I was told you had married John. I was told you had married John. Or, I was told you got married to John. I was told you got married to John. We were given a laptop. We were given a laptop. Milk should be kept in the fridge. Milk should be kept in the fridge. The vacancy has already been filled. The vacancy has already been filled. Fortunately, nothing was said about that at the meeting. Fortunately, nothing was said about that at the meeting. Or more informally, luckily, nothing was said about that at the meeting. Luckily, nothing was said about that at the meeting. We were not told. We were not told. Or, we were not told about it. We were not told about it. The proposals will be discussed at our next meeting. The proposals will be discussed at our next meeting. And, excellent wine is produced in this region. Excellent wine is produced in this region. Region or area, okay, or in this part of the country, you can also say. Well, last, think about this. How do we translate impersonal se sentences in Spanish into English, okay? For instance, ¿cómo se dice esto? This se impersonal sentence in Spanish is, how do you say this? So, we can use you for se impersonal sentences in Spanish, right? Well, another option is the passive. Se nos dijo que debíamos apagar los móviles. We were told. So, this is another way to put it, okay? We were told we had to switch off our mobile phones. We were told we had to switch off our mobile phones. Or, mobile phones is more like European. In the United States, they use cell phones, okay? We were told we had to switch off our cell phones. We were told we had to switch off our cell phones. Okay, hope this was useful. And that's all. Have a nice day.